Free Wide Crew, what is going on, everybody? Another edition of Free Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 back on the airwaves one more time. Eddie Gritter III, aka EG3, for the Free Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, the latest in all three divisions of NASCAR, biggest divisions of NASCAR, talking about the Capable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. That's three biggest divisions in all the motorsports. And yes, we are shy, just over a week away from resuming action in racing. Of course, four more races to go for the Cup Series before the playoffs begin. And obviously, the Olympics going on right now. I'm recording this Friday, the last Friday of the month, July 30th, 2021. Tomorrow will be Saturday, the last day of July. This will come out the first Sunday of the month, obviously. I moved some things around as far as shows go. I'll get to that in just a second. Of course, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter and the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast heating up just like this heat out here in Manhattan, Kansas right now. Over the last couple days, 100 plus, and the action will be heated back up on the racetrack with two workhorses back to back, Michigan, and then to set the stage for the dramatic finish to the regular season at Daytona. I'm recording this prior, less than 30 minutes ago, before the treading deadline ends. So we're going to take it right there. So this is going to be short and sweet. This episode will be short and sweet. Originally, I was going to post the special guest edition of the podcast this week on Sunday, like I've been doing. Been posting these episodes on Sunday, unless there's one or more, obviously. But decided, hey, you know, let's just get one more week of me in here for a minute. And then, when the action picks back up, perfect opportunity to drop my interview with my returning special guest. I'm going to leave that to y'all. Leave that another cliffhanger for y'all to decide who that is. He's been on the podcast before. And I actually just kind of gave that away, so you can figure it out what it is right there. So definitely, I wanted to move that. Definitely get you guys hyped up for Watkins Glen, and yeah, we're gonna be talking about that as well. So that's why I moved in. Actually, two for one, doing my busy schedule. I'm doing obviously recording this right now. So I just got off work and been paying attention to the trade deadline. More importantly, to the Braves, and then what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, and then the other one, I'm gonna actually record the special guest interview later this evening, so I'm very pumped up about that. And so we'll get to all that and more on that edition, but you're gonna have to wait another week for that. You're gonna get 30 minutes of me here on this edition here, and yep, the trade deadline is another 30 minutes out, so, or less than that now as I'm talking right now to you guys. But a lot of things have happened there in the last several hours, and I'm sure it's gonna even pick up even more here in the last 25-ish minutes hearing it for right now. So, but speaking of trade deadlines and whatnot, silly season does not have a deadline. The only deadline that is until the end of the NASCAR season. We've seen our share of movement already, and it involves a couple of Xfinity Series regulars up in there, up in that mix. A couple of movement for one individual up from the Xfinity Series to the Cup Series as well. So that's just a lot of things that's going on right now. And just to look at the four races, obviously, already talked about Watkins Glen already. A huge race there, especially with, if you guys been kind of been out of the loop for a while, obviously, because this is the Olympic break, 2 week break here for all of racing, obviously. And you gotta wonder to yourself, Eric Almirola just screwing up the playoff picture with his big time win. Hey, that's a good thing now, but for him, he needed that win. New Hampshire got the win. Terrible season to that point for Almirola until that win a couple weeks ago there in New Hampshire. just absolutely screw the whole, turn the whole upside down picture of the grid here. As we look at, obviously, Larson's in it, Truex, Bush, Chase Elliott, William Byron, Bowman, Logano, Blaney, Keselowski, Bush, Bell, McDowell, Almirola. Those are your winners right there. That's 13 of the 16 in, and two big names have not won. If you told me going into August that these guys who dominated the year last year, you've heard me say it on this podcast before, and it's probably not going to last time until one of these guys win. Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin is solidly in. He's sitting fourth right now. And then you have Kevin Harvick, obviously. He's got to be careful here. This is obviously World Course. You finish bad. There's enough drivers who finish on a lead lap of these things. You finish wrong end of the stick, those points go in a hurry. And Kevin Harvick should know just no better than that. You ask him that last year. You thought it was a pencil in him in that championship four at Phoenix, and things just went wrong. So yes, Harvick has that 82-point advantage right now, but better be careful here with these two races, because if he had what he did at COTA, which was unfortunate there with the rain and all that other stuff, then that could spell trouble. And obviously, Austin Dillon, RCR, went to having both cars possibly running for a championship and making a run in the playoffs to having a battle out time for those guys. The 8 of Tyler Reck right now has the final playoff spot. Let me get a swig of this water real quick. And then Austin Dillon is 5 back, the first guy out of this mix right there. And what it comes down to now is the point getting the bonus points. I mean, you got to get bonus points, stage points, what they call it. There you go. Stage points is what they call it nowadays. In this modern racing, and you have to get stage points, put yourself in that position. And road course racing for the next 2 weeks, that is going to be plenty of time for Austin Dillon to get that done. We'll see, and even Tyler Reddick as well, and then not just those two, but guys there do need to, some of these guys are going to have to need to throw a Hail Mary, like a Chris Busch, who was solidly in like a month and a half ago. But now, way out of the picture, even though he's 18th, Matty Benedetto, mostly we talked about him, either it was last episode or the episode before that. We know his situation. Pretty much a lame duck driver right now. Ross Chastain's been coming on as late, but still he has to wake up a lot of points there. And congratulations, I got this message just literally a half hour ago before hopping on. Bubba Wallace finally engaged to his long-time girlfriend, Amanda. Yes, congratulations to those two. So, yeah, at one point, I thought the couple was broken up. They weren't hanging out for a minute there. At least at one point in time, I know, because there was like a kind of a break period or something like that. I mean, obviously, I don't know the deeper details and all, obviously, and all that, but you can read whatever between the headlines of that. But congratulations, Bubba and Amanda. Finally, Bubba throws up. Well, white flag's probably not the right description, but finally steps to the plate and hits the home run out of the ballpark. Baseball reference for you non-baseball listeners out there. So congratulations to them. Bubba Wallace, though, I tell you, for whatever reason, I think something's going to happen at Daytona, like last year. Win and you're in the playoffs. All it's got to take is just one. Just like Eric Almirola did week and a half, 2 weeks ago now. You have to put yourself in that position. I'm excited to see what Bubba does, obviously. He's got to survive the road course, obviously. So Daytona's the best opportunity for that team, along with a lot of others. DiBenedetto, Ricky Stenhouse, Chastain. And I wouldn't put it past Chastain or Chase Briscoe at one of these road courses. The 42 and the 14 have been pretty competitive at these road courses so far, and most notably, really, Chase Briscoe. Chase and his wife, Marissa, are expecting, finally, after a long, long-ass road. So, those two stick out to me right now as, hey, they can put a fork in this as well. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on Richard Childress Racing right now. And I would be worried too, because a lot of expectations on Tyler Reddick to get in victory lane. That has not happened yet. And Austin Dillon has been up and down. So you got to wonder, you know, how. You got four races to get it done. So now Almirola taking that spot away. Now what are you going to do? So definitely the points is doable, but Austin Dillon's going to have to outpoint his teammate in. And then vice versa as well. So it's go time. It's pretty much go time. Can't mess around anymore. It's go time. You got to get the job done, or you're going to be outside looking in. And I, at this point in time, I don't want to be outside looking in. That's all I got to say for that, folks. The 3 Wide NASCAR podcast rolling on this Friday. Once again, 100. Outside right now, EG3, Eddie Greer III. Here with you guys for a half hour-ish podcast here. As I basically want this in the tread deadline going right down the wire. So, Watkins Glen next week. And obviously, and also the IndyCar race. Very interesting setup. The city of Nashville is going to be hosting that. And they're going to be going over some type of bridge as well. Woo! The speeds that they're going. I don't know if I'll be doing that, but apparently they had a plan going in here, and that is going to be some scene. That's going to be really interesting to watch next weekend when things pick back up on the racing front in NASCAR. So Indy will be racing at Nashville. NASCAR picks that back up, the chase for the playoffs 2021 at Watkins Glen. Back-to-back road courses, Indianapolis to follow that, not the traditional oval. But that's been getting so much boring reviews lately, last several years, with the hype with this the Xfinity Series racing at the road course at Indianapolis last year. Got high reviews, and why not put the cup cars there? Well, that delivered that as well. So looking forward to the next 2 weeks of road course racing, which could shake up the points standings. We'll see. Obviously, right now, Chase Elliott, what sticks out. Does stick out is Chase Elliott right there. So definitely he's the guy. You're going to have to knock him off. Obviously, we've been saying that for the last several years now on the podcast or wherever you've been listening to podcasts. Every podcast is going to be saying that. So and for good reason, because Chase Elliott, right, at least until the next-gen car next year, right now is a boss right now. So definitely we'll see what happens next week. A lot more preview on my next edition of the podcast with my special guests. A lot more. We'll dive on into that a little bit here as we approach that date. The return of NASCAR, August 8th, the Cup Series. And, of course, that's going to be a triple header weekend next weekend. The trucks and the Xfinity Series racing there. The trucks haven't been there in quite some time. I think this is going to be the first time that the trucks are going to be racing at the Glen. The Xfinity Series has done that as well. And speaking of which, let me just go down and give you the lineup right here. So next weekend, the Truck Series kicks it off, 11:30 Central Time, FS1, August 7th there. In the back end of that doubleheader, same day, the Xfinity Series takes flight with their race there. The NASCAR Xfinity Series race at the Glen there. And of course, all wrapped up with the main event there, the Gold Bowling at the Glen for the Cup Series. Next Sunday, 90 laps. Of course, overtime pending with that as well. Big time racing coming up for NASCAR. And a lot of anticipation heading into that triple header weekend, folks. So, a lot to look forward to here down the stretch. We're officially coming down the stretch.
Listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
I mentioned silly season at the top of the podcast, folks. Eddie Greer, the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3 here, rolls along here on a shortened edition of the podcast. This is just going to be a half hour-ish show for you guys. And then, of course, next week I'll come out swinging with my Return to NASCAR episode there with my special guest there. very pumped up about that. I'm doing a twofer today. I'm recording this short episode for you guys today, and then, of course, doing the next week's episode tonight as well. Okay, so back to silly season, obviously. And another news I've made of note here, Joey Logano and his wife are expecting a third. Brittany are expecting their third child. They revealed, they had a review party or revealed video the other day there. They're going to have a girl as well. Now, that was pretty funny as well. Hudson and Jameson there did the honors right there for that. So you have missed it. Go back and check it out, that's for sure. Even though, yes, we like to make, well, I like to make fun of Joey Logano with my TrueX group, though. But seriously, though, congratulations to them on bringing in another Logano for them. They're growing mighty fast, even might well. So there's that as well. Okay, so kind of get things caught back up, obviously. If you missed out, obviously, here, silly season. Obviously, it all goes down to this, right? So, obviously, college racing, most of it's around them. Justin Haley moving up to the Cup Series full-time next year for college racing, while H. Almendinger will still run full-time for the Xfinity Series. And let's not forget, he has selected races that he'll run next year still, like he has been for the last couple of seasons, including this year as well. AJ Allmendinger agreed to a contract extension to remain at Colley Racing in 2022 full time. And then I already said he's going to be that second Cup Series entry part time. Harrison Burton is going to the 21 in the Cup Series next season in 2022. And the 20 obviously is vacated. Now there's been a lot of speculation, obviously, that I've also said this on my Twitter feed as well. Ty Gibbs, obviously, given his situation, I think he should be. It makes the most sense for him to take over that ride there. But obviously, you got a rising Johan Nemechek who's just winning races in the Truck Series like he wanted to. That was his goal going in, and we still have a couple months before the postseason there. Johan Nemechek, obviously, if the playoffs were to start today, he would be the number one seed in the Cable Road Truck Series playoffs as well. So that's something that you have to take consider there as well. Harrison Burton, that was kind of the surprise move there. But hey, I'm all for it, though. I'm not complaining. I mean, I thought last year that Austin Cindric would take over the 21. That's not the case with the Brad Keselowski rumors for the last couple of months. That's been officially put in ink as Keselowski is going to be driving part ownership for Roush Fenway Racing for next year. Put Austin Cindric in that two ride there as well. So that's two names that we know as well. So the 22 is open. The 20 is open. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who takes over the 22, right? Obviously, you figure if Matt DiBenedetto, again, does not get a ride in the Cup Series. And look, Steve Letarte threw him under the bus. And I agree with him. I mean, you have to win. I mean, Matty D, I mean, yeah, he got some excuses for it. But at some point, you got to step up to the plate and deliver. You got to step up to the plate, hit a home run, and get the job done. And that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to make the playoffs, because you're not going to point your way in. You're going to have to go out and win the race. I mean, he was competitive. He was leading laps at Road America. So, I mean, look. I mean, you got an opportunity. You got to cash it in. And he hasn't done that. And he's used, I mean, granted, I mean, that's unfortunate. But he's used excuses to try to get himself done. I mean, at some point, you have to step to the plate and man up and deliver. And once again, I'm talking about Matty D in a sense that he got to go win Cup races, baby. You can't just, I mean, for what it is, yes, you're popular and all that, but you still have not won a Cup Series race yet. So again, I'm once again, EG3 bashing DiBenedetto on the show. And up until then, You're in a tough situation there. That guys, Steve Attard, I agree with Steve Attard on this. I mean, you gotta go out, try to win races, and you know what it is. DiBenedetto's up there. I mean, he's up running top 10. Sometimes a racer here or two, he's up in the top 5 battling. But you know, at some point or another, you gotta grow some stones and go out there and seize the moment and take it. You hear the Olympic athletes. Of course, the United States say seize the moment, right? That goes for any athlete. If you're from Australia, Great Britain, China, Brazil, Jamaica, any of that, you see an opportunity to strike gold, you got to go get it, baby. You have to go get it. And I think DiBenedetto is scared to go get it. So, I mean, you got 4 races to get a job done. You're going to be outside once again looking in. I mean, he's had several chances to win. I'm obviously, both Las Vegas races come to mind. The one that stands out to me obviously is Bristol. Road America's right up there in the mix there for a win. Their circumstances took him out of it then, but at some point you gotta realize that, hey, I mean, I understand his frustration, I get it, but at the same time, it's on you as well. It's 50% of the team, but it's on you too as well to get the job done, and you just can't pass up. But again, these 4 races so big, and you're in a 120 plus deficit right there as well. So, and another note here, from the Xfinity Series side, folks, if we take our car through the high side here with the final few minutes here on the podcast, I told you it's going to be short. Short. So, the 54 car, Joey Gibbs Racing, that you've seen obviously throughout the year, just run up front, dominate races. The latest one, Christopher Bell, okay, win the race there, right, at New Hampshire, right? The 54 car was shared by multiple drivers. That includes Bell, Kyle Busch, Truex, Ty Gibbs. Expect JGR to do something similar going forward if they continue with 4 cars as well. So, I mean, that car's right now on it, and it'll be interesting to see who's going to be in this car coming up in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs. I mean, obviously, this car, if you take this car out of the mix, I mean, you're dealing with Austin Cindric, AJ Allmendinger, and we're going to be hearing a lot of those names again coming up in Watkins Glen week as well. So definitely, yeah, this car has been, owners points-wise, has been a star of the show here in 2021 to this point. And I have not heard much about any truck news anyways. Obviously, as I look down here, and know there's not been much shakeup with the trucks yet, obviously, with that whole situation and all that other stuff. So the last time the trucks were on a track, that was a few weeks ago, Austin Hill surviving the crash fest at Knoxville Raceway a couple weeks ago, take the win there as well. So there's no silly season there yet, and we're gonna go. That's good, easy transition to that real quick. I already mentioned it's been a John Hunter Nemechek series to this point for him. 5 W's, folks. 5 W's for John Hunter Nemechek for Kyle Busch Motorsports. In it right now, by switching to the playoff screen right now. Obviously, he, Ben Rhodes, Todd Gilliland, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, these guys have won in the regular season. Zane Smith is the first guy not to win, but he's locked in the playoffs yet. You have to be impressed. First off, Matt Crafton, Chandler Smith, Stuart Friesen getting himself in there. And you have to be impressed with the guy who's in eighth place. That person, Carson Hocevar. I'm very impressed with that dude. He's finding himself in the top 10, most notably lately, in the top 5. Before long now, you know the old saying goes, ladies and gents, that you run in the top 5 long enough, you're going to win. And I would not be surprised if Carson Hocevar gets a win here between now and before the playoffs start. So, but he's going to have to obviously go up against the Kyle Busch Motorsports trucks of Chandler Smith and John Herman Nemechek, who's been dominating the series all the way up to this point, and we're in the July as well. So definitely, you know, you have to consider that as a play as well. So some of the remaining races for the truck series here, as they'll be resuming next week. Obviously, Michigan afterwards, after a week off, then Darlington, and then Bristol to wrap things up. So their playoffs are not going to start until mid-September as well. And then the Xfinity Series, Indianapolis. They'll be following the Cup Series over there to do the road course. That'll be their second go at it. Then Michigan and Daytona and Darlington. Let's see. They got a... Actually, yes. They got a longer regular season, actually, all the way through to the mid-September as well. So they still got quite a bit of races to go for themselves as well. So, man, a lot of racing still to go as well for all three divisions here as we get set here to resume action a week from Sunday. Eddie Gritter III, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, coming to a close here. Let's see if I haven't missed anything. There's been a lot of off-the-field stuff in a good way going on here with that situation. And yes, I already talked about Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick. Who's going to be the first Osprey to win? It's key, because when this thing gets started back up, I mean, Harvick was up front leading laps, a team that we have not seen since last year. So that's going to be interesting to see on that front as well. Denny Hamlin started off strong, so we'll see what happens with that as well. So a lot to look forward to here as we begin to get ready for this stretch run here coming up for the NASCAR Cup Series. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Again, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's kind of a summary of what's to come, obviously. Switching things up with the episodes, obviously. You're not going to hear this Sunday, you're not going to hear the special guest. That's going to be next weekend, leading up to the green flag at Watkins Glen. I'm very pumped up to catch up with my returning guest on this podcast. And you're going to hear this on Sunday. So this is kind of a little summary. We'll get you guys caught back up what's been happening and summarize what has happened. So folks, buckle up the chin straps, get ready, especially in the Cup Series. Buckle up, folks. If New Hampshire, any of that race was any indication of what we're in for, woo-wee, them drivers in the bubble, they better gear up, because this is going to be right down to the wire in September. I'm going to leave it there for now. It's a wrap for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Gritter III saying, appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to this podcast. Again, enjoy your weekend. Hope you guys enjoying the Olympics as well. So much medals already for the U.S. already. The women's soccer team, at the recording of this podcast, moving on, getting closer to that final. If they're not in the finals already, I'm kind of confused by that. But anyways, for right now, that's it for now. Signing off from hot Manhattan, Kansas. We'll talk to you next time on the next edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.